I'm Bill Mason, General Director Emeritus of Lyric Opera of Chicago, and today I'm going to speak to you about Mozart's last opera, The Magic Flute. I'm frequently asked what's a good first opera for someone who is interested in a new experience but not quite sure where to begin. When the question comes from an adult who suddenly realizes he's been missing something all these years, the answer is usually Carmen or Aida. Carmen is still sexy at the age of 136, which is perhaps inspiring to those who do discover opera later in life. Aida is filled with beautiful music, but it's also enormous, big, brassy, and impressive in a way unique among art forms. Good starter operas for children can be a challenge to find in the standard repertoire. Often people suggest Hansel and Gretel is a good first opera, though if you are squeamish, you might want to brush up on this piece before recommending it. After all, the parents do abandon their children in a forest inhabited by a child murderer. In the end, it usually comes down to Magic Flute. Flute is not just one of Mozart's most popular operas, it is one of the most popular operas ever written by any composer. And in addition to great music, it has birds, magical creatures, and magical musical instruments. In other words, all of the reasons we love opera once sex and murder have been taken off the table. The fantastical elements of the piece are what recommend it to those seeking a good introductory opera for children. But in truth, Flute is a great first opera for an entirely different reason. In a letter to his father, Mozart explained that great art is great because it works on multiple levels. Audience members bring different experiences when they attend the theater, but a great work should be able to entertain them all, appealing simultaneously to the simple and the complex, the high and the low, be it pratfalls and magic dragons or the musical sophistication of a late work by a master composer.